Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your hosts Clara Jackson and Laura Yamin will share their favorite book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for the next one, then join us. Welcome to the show, guys. We are happy to have you on board in this new adventure. Today, we're going to introduce ourselves and we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas theme books. So let's just go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Laura and we have...
Hi, I'm Clara.
So Clara, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you enjoy, who you are, and what do you enjoy reading?
Sure. I am a trainer at a large company by day, and I'm an avid reader and writer anytime I'm not at work. And I love reading because for me, it's going to sound like I think a lot of people, it's an escape. It's a way to have adventures when you can't get out and physically have adventures. I feel like when I read a book, I come out the other side smarter, having learned something, having gained something. So I love watching Netflix. I love watching movies. But when I'm done binge watching, I feel exhausted. When I'm done reading a book, I feel invigorated. Mm-hmm. And I think also it just allows me to see the world with different eyes. And to see different, you know, a different view of how things can be. And then finally, for me, I think reading is allowing the reader to be part of the art. Because when you read a book and you're reading the words that the writer put down, you have to be involved in the creation of the story. Because it's your imagination that paints all the pictures from the words you're reading. And that just thrills me.
I love it.
So why don't you tell us about yourself and why you love reading?
So a little bit about myself. I live in New York City. I've been here for about 12 years. I'm in between jobs, so I'm job searching. And what I enjoy reading, I'm a voracious reader. So I read about a book a day. I think on average is a book a day or book every other day. I've read so far about 345 books this year. I read romance novels, young adult novels, and new adult novels. Those are my main area of fiction writing. So I read from novellas to long books like 700 pages long. So just a little bit of everything. I really love reading. I think it for me is an escape. It's kind of like gets me out of the world. It just drives me into a different relationship, a different world, different story, a different fantasy. And so it's exciting. So I'm excited for this podcast. I do blog about my books. And I keep tally on Goodreads of how many books I read. And I keep checking on them and put rating them on them too.
Awesome. Yeah, you read a lot of books. I wish I could read a book a day. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so you know, the purpose of the podcast, for those people who are listening, Laura and I are really just two friends who are going to chat about our passion around books and give you our favorite recommendations. We'll be releasing a new episode about once a month, and sometimes we'll have a theme, and other times we're just going to be talking about what we're currently reading. So let's go ahead and dive right in. And this week's theme, because we're close to the holidays, is going to be holiday books. So
I know.
I will turn it over to you.
So I'll be honest, this is not an area that I read a lot of books that I'm passionate about, but Clara, this is an area that you are passionate about, and I look forward to hearing your recommendations. So how about you tell us a little bit about some of your favorite holiday books?
Sure. So first of all, thanks for letting this be the theme. I love Christmas, and I love the holidays, basically from Halloween till New Year's. It's my favorite time of year. And I don't know, holiday books to me, they're light, they're cozy. I grew up in South Florida where it's hot even in winter. So I used to love reading holiday books about, that took place in the snow and Christmas books because it transported me to a place that actually had seasons besides hurricanes and heat. So a couple of books that I decided to bring up today are definitely favorite holiday books of mine. They're a little unconventional, so they're not quite as cozy and quaint as what I just characterized as holiday or Christmas books. And interestingly enough, the first two books are written by men. I'm usually drawn to books that are written by women. I don't know why, it's just kind of what speaks to me. But the two books that I'm initially recommending are written by men. The first one is called The Santa Land Diaries by David Sedaris. And I picked it up. I had read one of his books called Naked, which was hilarious and also insightful. And then I heard about this book when I first moved to New York City. And basically, it's supposed to be a nonfiction account. There's a little bit of controversy around that because when This American Life on NPR fact-checked it, some of it wasn't quite true. So nonfiction slash fiction is the category of this book. But basically, David Sedaris moved to New York and he got a job working in Santa Land as an elf at Macy's. And
Gosh.
I just love the idea of that book because I love New York. I always, I grew up knowing about the Macy's Santa Claus, and I actually secretly wanted to be an elf. I even applied to be an elf in the mall before. So I thought it was just a hilarious book. It's very easy to read. It's short. It's six short stories that kind of detail different adventures as an elf in Santa Land. It's very silly and irreverent. And if you're traveling, if you're on the plane, if you're on the train, if you're waiting for an appointment, I mean, you can just read one of the stories quickly and you'll laugh, and but it'll also kind of bring you into the season. So that's my first recommendation.
I love it. I'm definitely picking it up.
My second one is by an author called Christopher Moore. And if you're not familiar with Christopher Moore books, then The Stupidest Angel, which is the book I'm recommending, is going to be a really funny ride for you. And if you are familiar with Christopher Moore's writing, you're probably going to know what to expect, and it's still going to crack you up. The reason that I picked this book, number one, is that the title is actually The Stupidest Angel, and then the subtitle is A Heartwarming Tale of Christmas Terror. And when I saw that, I was like, what the heck is that about? So I picked up the book, and it was hilarious. It's about an angel who helps out a kid who makes a wish for Christmas, and everything goes horribly wrong. And that's about as much as I can tell you because everything that happens and everything that goes wrong is one twist after another, and it's hilarious. It's outrageous. It's definitely not like reading for your mom. It's definitely an adult book. Don't share with your kids. But it's unexpected. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And I think the way I would describe reading this book is writing a wooden roller coaster. It's gonna jerk you back and forth and all around, but you're gonna have a blast as you read it. So that's my recommendation on The Stupidest Angel. And then my very last book is also a bit of an odd choice, but I decided to include this one because it really, for me, it is a book that makes the holidays special. And it's a cookbook. So it's Patti LaBelle's cookbook, LaBelle Cuisine.
Ooh.
And, she has a bunch of cookbooks, but this is one that came out, in the late 90s. And I've had this cookbook since I was in college. I actually got it and had it signed by Patti LaBelle. when I originally got it. So that's probably another reason I love the book. And it is a cookbook, but it shares different stories. You know, she has little stories about her life and memories of a particular recipe, as a lot of cookbooks do. But for me, this cookbook, when I open it up, I mean, the recipes that I cook out of this now, I have memorized, but I still open up the cookbook and look at the recipes and think about the first time I made this particular dish. I think about, you know, the people that I was with, the people that I've served this dish to over the years. And I mean, it's going to sound odd, but one of the recipes in the book that I absolutely love is over the rainbow mac and cheese. That's what she calls it.
Oh my
And
gosh.
that's what started my mac and cheese recipe, which I think you've had, Laura, but
I've had
I
it.
call it, yeah, my iteration of it, I call heart attack on a noodle. But the thing is that each year, that mac and cheese that I've baked has, you know, every time I've served it or made it for someone, it's become a fusion of spices and other things that I'm adding off of Patti LaBelle's basic recipe, her base recipe. And so for me, that recipe in that cookbook, it's just 100% about bringing family together, eating good food, having good memories. And, you know, kind of like the book, Like Water for Chocolate, when I cook recipes from that book, I mean, I put my emotions into it and it comes out in the meal. So those are my, and it's not a Christmas cookbook, by the way, but that's when I cook these things. And so those are my recommendations.
And I've had your mac and cheese, and it's delicious. So,
Thank you.
well,
Well, what about you? How about what are your recommendations?
I read a Christmas book. I when we came up with this theme, I had to come up with a book to read. Out of my 344 books, I was like, let me find one book to read. And it turns out that one of the authors I enjoy reading her books, she came out with a Christmas book this year. So it was originally $4.99, so I didn't buy it when it came out because it was too expensive in the Kindle world. So when this happened, I was like, let me check if the book's still available. And it was, and it was $1.99. I was like, bingo, this book I'm gonna read. So it's called An X for Christmas by Lauren Lane. And the best synopsis I can give you is in the Hallmark movie. It's one of those cheesy Christmas Hallmark movies.
Which you
Whereas
know I love.
I know. So it basically the synopsis is, the main character, Callie, receives a premonition on the 2 weeks before Christmas that she's gonna find her true love and they will connect by Christmas time. So she decides to go through her list of exes to see who's her soulmate, because the premonition was that she already knew him. So she was like, it must be him. So she goes through all this process of finding the right guy while she has her male best friend hanging around, basically being like, pick me, pick me, pick me. But you're like, no, she needs to go through her exes. So she goes through her exes, and then finally she realizes it's her male best friend, her one true love. So it's essentially, what the ending's gonna look like, but you kind of like go and read it. You're like, okay, let me see what she's gonna come about with it. So, it's a cheesy Hallmark movie. There's a lot of Christmas songs. There's a lot of, oh, I went for Christmas. There's an elf outfit. There's snowstorm. There's just, you name it. It's a little Christmas Hallmark movie. So I enjoy it. I give it about 3 to 3.5 stars, which is pretty much average for what I give for most of these books. So it's a pretty good book. If you want to read it, you can read it in one sitting. It's like less than 300 pages, so it's easy to read. And I read other Lauren Lane's book. I read about six of her books before, so I do enjoy her writing style. She writes romantic comedies really well. Some of my favorite books from her is the Letter in Oxford series, which are based in New York, and they're about New York magazine world. So it's kind of cute, and they follow these different couples. And they do find they kind of like follow like Hallmark movies. That's what I would call these books. They're cheesy. They left you feeling good. So it's I definitely recommend really picking up this book if you want to feel good romance and best friends to lover love trope. And it's $1.99, so you won't break the bank.
Oh yeah, that's a nice price for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, we want to hear what your favorite holiday themed books are. So come over to our blog and tell us what you're reading and what your favorite holiday themed books are. The blog is what to read next, blog.com, and we'd love to hear from you.
So thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next month with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help the podcast get discovered a new audience. So it only takes 2 minutes. Just leave us a review, say we enjoy the podcast, or you can share your favorite books in your review so we can discover new books for us to read. So again, thank you for listening, and so we'll see you next month.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.